I'm Kurt Anderson, and you're listening to Studio 360. Okay, I am now a GIF convert. GIFs are, of course, those super short repeating videos people pass around online. The one of Lady Gaga bumping Leonardo DiCaprio at the Golden Globes completely convinced me. You can see it at studio360.org. Anyhow, GIFs are a currency of our age and the currency of our latest listener challenge. We want you to make a Valentine GIF for somebody in your life. It can be someone who makes you swoon, somebody who makes you a latte every day, or your coworker who's always perfectly chill. If you're worried you've never made a GIF, you're not alone. Me neither. And since I want to make one for some special people in my life, I called in an expert to teach me how. Tyler Menzel is the editorial director of Giphy.com, which runs a search engine for finding GIFs and has tools to make them. Tyler, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Of course.
I want to make one for my daughters, Kate and Lucy. And one family joke that I thought of that could maybe be incorporated in this is I and they joke about which one of them I love more. I had thought that maybe that could be part of it. Let's figure out what I need to do this.
So the first step is you need something to work with, either a video or a couple stills.
I, knowing that you were going to come in and we were going to figure this out, made a little video of my desk and office at home that I knew they would recognize so that I wouldn't have to put my own stupid face in it, but that they would see that it was for me. And I'll show it to you.
Great.
I just went back and forth between my desktop computer and the window of my office.
Absolutely. This is wonderful. This is great. It's everything that really works well. And if it's short, that gets the point across instantaneously, which is wonderful.
Well, great. So take me through this. So I have made this little video with my iPhone, which I think anyone can do.
So do you have the Giphy Cam app? Okay, perfect. So you open it up, go to the little camera roll button there.
Yeah.
So you can see that since the video.
Oh, wow, it's already there.
Yeah, since the video you took was the last one, it automatically grabbed it and started playing it. Then you can play around with the video. You can shorten it a little bit if you want to, or you can add some effects. We could put some hearts on there if you scroll down.
Are there a variety of hearts? Are they under a heart section here?
So there's two different things you could do. Uh-huh. There's one heart section where it actually takes out like a green screen. It takes out a piece of the background and we'll do almost a green screen effect. If you click that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like some little Giphy, I've dropped acid version of a Valentine because there's this sort of cool rainbow psychedelic heart that is interwoven with the reality of my office.
Do you want to add any text?
Yeah, I think text. I was thinking text, which is, I love you the best, and then I'll send it to both of them, and that will be the joke, because they won't know which one.
I love it. Love it.
Okay.
So you can pick a few different kinds of fonts. So pick whichever font you think fits the mood the best.
I'm going to go with a relatively discreet one. Okay. I have typed in, I love you the best. With you in all caps.
So you just created a GIF.
And I truly am impressed. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. This was so much fun.
Tyler Menzel is the editorial director of Giphy.com. You can find out all the details about entering our challenge and see the GIF that I made at studio360.org/GIF, G-I-F. Your Valentines are due here by midnight on February 1st. Our judges for this challenge are Heaven Nigatu and Tracy Clayton, who are hosts of the great podcast Another Round.
Be our Giphy Valentine.
She means Giphy Valentine.